Let's now talk about the R in Mr. Abe, the R factor, which stands for relatable. When you're networking with people, it's very important that you can relate to them and they can relate to you. It can't all be about me, 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 because they're not going to care. You have to find some common ground that will connect you, a common experience, situation, problem that will interest you, interest them in having a conversation with you. That's what relatable is all about. So I want to share with you a technique that is creative, fun, and definitely can increase your R factor. And that is, before you say your name, create some relevance. Start with a question. And by creating a question before you say your name, you will interest them, the people who, again, you could relate to, and draw them into a conversation. For example, when I'm positioning myself as a presentation coach and talking about my presentation training, I may start with the question, how many of you have sat through a boring PowerPoint presentation in the last week? How excruciating was it? Well, my name is Kathy McAfee, and I'm an executive presentation coach, and I help companies save millions of dollars by eliminating bad PowerPoint presentations. Kathy McAfee, executive presentation coach. That might be one example of how I could pick, again, something very specific and memorable, but create relevance, because pretty much everyone on the planet with a computer has experienced some kind of horrible PowerPoint presentation in their life. And it also creates an opportunity to have a little fun with that. So what kind of question could you lead with? A question, again, that would hook them before you say your name. Because again, if you say your name up front and then establish relevance after, they may not remember who you were. So let me give you another set of question examples. I am borrowing the pitch from a very good friend of mine, Linda Pulford, who's a professional organizer. And I've been working with her on a one-on-one basis to perfect her pitch and really exploring her value proposition. So I'm going to go from kind of not so good questions of relevance to some pretty interesting questions of relevance. So she could start with something like, do you ever need help getting organized? Okay, that's a yes-no question, close-ended question, but it also smells like a sales pitch. You just know that somebody's going to try to sell you something, so I might put my guard up. So that's not a particularly good question to start with. Okay, how about this one? Have you ever felt it would be nice to be more organized? Okay, sure, yeah, I might be thinking about that. That's a little more interesting, but not really enough to get me interested in talking to you. Let's dial it up, the R factor, a little bit more. Have you ever thought or felt that if you were better organized, you could actually save time and money? That's the kind of question that makes you think about something. It's actually introducing a benefit of her service and working with her, and it starts to get the wheels inside the person's head going. Let's see if we can dial it up one more level and then wrap a pitch around it. All right, here we go. Have you ever felt the frustration of not being able to find the right papers easily and quickly and found yourself wasting a lot of your valuable time? Well, my name is Linda Pulford, and I'm a professional organizer. I help individuals like you to save time and money in your home and in your business by creating organizational systems that work for you. Linda Pulford, Farmington Valley Organizing. So that is an example of, again, trying to put the relevance up front, closing with the pitch. We brought her name midway through, and now there might be reason to talk to her. I want to save time and money. I felt the pain of frustration not being able to get my tax papers that I'm looking for, getting ready for my CPA meeting, so I may want to talk to her. Now, here's an example of how you could lead with a relevant question, but put it in the context of a story, perhaps a story of a client or a friend. So here we go. A friend of mine was getting ready for her annual tax preparation and found herself in an aggravating situation. No, it wasn't about the amount of tax she owed, but rather not being able to put her hands on the right papers quickly enough. Have you ever experienced that kind of frustration? Well, my name is Linda Pulford, and I'm a professional organizer. I help individuals like you to save time and money in your home and in your business by creating organizing systems that work for you. Linda Pulford, Farmington Valley Organizing. These are just a range of questions, of choices that you might have to begin your networking introduction so that you have the opportunity to create the relevance that creates the opportunity for the conversation to start. Think about it. The R factor. Relatable. Motivation.